Damon Whitten joining us here as he always does post game. And a good game, the Lakers, a good road game. They hung tough. They got outplayed in the first period and for the most part in the third, but they had their chances even in the third period. And Bitzer came up big. You look back, we talked about it at the time, Damon, but that save Bitzer made on Henke in the second period after the score was 1-1, that was probably the hockey game because that was tremendous. We gave Gordy Dayfield first start tonight. He was good throughout the game. He made some huge saves. And a goaltender's battle, a good defensive game. You can see why Bemidji's got all the points it's got. They're really good defensively.
Yeah, they're hard to play for sure. And, you know, for our Canadian listeners who get the cable, certainly a TSN turning moment on that save. You know, really a wide open. Bitzer was down at almost no chance, and they couldn't either elevate it or get underneath him. So, you know, really big moment of the game for sure. That would have given us a lot of life and energy. You know, I didn't think we were great, Bill. I thought we made it too easy on them at times with our puck management and not making them play 200 feet. You know, I think we can be better. But, you know, that's a good effort on the road against a team that's been just tremendous this season. And, you know, in our league has been nearly untouchable. So, boy, we were right there. We had our opportunities and our chances. And, you know, I like that we stayed with it, fought through, got good, strong goaltending from Gordy Dayfield, but I think we could be better.
Yeah, I think so, too, and especially the first period tonight of that, we looked like we just got off the bus and we'd been here for a day and a half, so we should have looked a little bit stronger than that. They're a good team, but they didn't show us anything that we haven't seen at a BG or Michigan Tech so far and some of the other teams we've played this season. And Gordy was really good, I thought, tonight. I thought a lot of your defensemen played really well again. Sackerman was really good. Chatham was real good tonight. We took a few penalties that I didn't think we really deserved in the game either, but may as well not even get into that at this point. It was a tough game for us along those lines. I think when you have the commissioner and the head of officials here, it kind of puts a little pressure on the officials they don't necessarily need.
Yeah, well, there wasn't a whole lot, you know, but I thought the Henke high stick was no different. Like, I thought it was interference on them. So there's a few things, and, you know, we'll watch back, and, you know, that is what it is. It's within the game. I thought our penalty killers did a tremendous job, and, you know, we didn't get much time on the power play, but, you know, again, maybe a bit of a squandered opportunity. I thought we had one really good look, but got some good pucks to the net with better traffic there, and obviously got robbed on the one there. So, you know, not a huge impact on the game, and, I agree with you. I thought stepping off, we were a little lethargic, and I just didn't want to drive our feet early on, whether it's the bus or just this time of year, or maybe too much respect for them with what they've done. But I think we can do a better job with our team speed and protecting our hands. And again, you've got to make them play 200 feet, and we turned way too many pucks over early. And then to start the second period, two turnovers on our first two shifts led to a goal for them. As soon as we started putting it 200 feet, led to our first goal. So we've got to execute our game plan better tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things you can do. You can go back, show some film, and say, listen, guys, this is what we need to do, not this right here. You guys are pretty smart players, and I think we'll probably play better tomorrow night than we did tonight, unless tired starts to enter the factor, because both teams, that's a long way to go, going all the way to the shootout tonight. We're here a little bit longer than we normally would be.
Yeah, no, you know, it is. It makes it, you know, this time of year, you're grinding through the end, and, you know, I like that we have finals next week. So I've been in some teams, some places where, you know, finals are over and guys kind of have their minds on the holidays, things like that. You know, we're not at that point, so we've got to snap back in tomorrow morning and then look at a couple areas to clean up, as you mentioned, and, you know, make some decisions lineup-wise. But, you know, we can be better. Like, it's all about puck management and driving our feet and, you know, give them credit. You know, that's part of the reason why we weren't better. I thought their pace is pretty darn good. And, you know, I think you really see the experience they have, not only, you know, game situation and game experience, but just the strength when you're a senior and you're a 94 birth year, a 93 birth year junior. I mean, they've got some old experienced guys that won more 50-50 battles than we did. And, you know, that can't happen. You have to find a way to match that intensity and that kind of man strength that they might have on us right now. And, you know, we need to be better in that aspect tomorrow.
Yeah, we looked at that pregame tonight, too. They're a full year on average older than Lake Superior State. Again, we have the four freshmen and the 10 sophomores in there. But age-wise, Bemidji's probably one of the older teams playing Division I these days. Other scores tonight, we didn't get any help there. Michigan Tech came back, beat Bowling Green 3-1. That one doesn't have much of an effect on Lake Superior, but Ferris State shut out Minnesota State 3-0 tonight at Ferris, and Alabama Huntsville beat Northern 4-1 at Northern tonight. We could have used a little help there, but hey, we're going to have to do it the hard way, I guess. We'll be back tomorrow night against Bemidji State right here.
Yeah, that overtime second point would have been a good shot in the arm and a good boost. But like you said, we've got to find a way tomorrow. You know, I thought one thing that was evident as the game wore on a little bit is our depth once again. You know, we almost rolled poor lines through two periods. Third period, we cut down a little bit to try to get that different goal. They play kind of 2.5, and so mm-hmm. I'm hoping that depth tomorrow night will pay off, and, you know, we'll have a similar look tomorrow most likely where we can start off playing all four lines and, you know, trying to find a way to get that depth to kick in and help out on a Saturday night after a long night of hockey.
Yeah, they didn't use the Rue, Shodal, Heller line at all in the third period, not very much in the second either, so you're right there, and let's hope that pays off for Lake Superior State tomorrow night. I thought you played a hard game. I thought the second period was really good. We probably should have won the game in that second period, but third period they kind of took over again, and I didn't understand either. The referees knew that ice was all wet, and we saw that really hurt us right off the bat in the third period. Ice is all wet. Diego's skating out of the zone. All of a sudden, the puck sticks there. He skates by it. They kept that puck in for about 2 minutes and nearly scored.
Yeah, they tried to delay it to start too, but it, you know, still wasn't enough. So, you know, small impact, and, you know, that's always tough and unique when it happens that way. But, you know, again, I don't think they had a major impact on the game. Thought it was pretty well called. Like you said, all the brass was here tonight, so good to see all them. And, yeah, you know what, we're that close. That's a good hockey team that, you know, they've had one loss right there, and once again, it's a tie game. We go to, you know, double overtime, and we have our chances there. So, a little buffer, clean up a couple areas, and come back tomorrow night and then find a way to get those critical road points.
All right, Damon. Well, thanks for doing this again tonight, and good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for tuning in back home, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.